18 public trash cans in Center City, Philadelphia are now emblazoned with artwork, part of a campaign called Trash Can Takeover, attempting to raise awareness of advertising in public space. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
A few months ago, the city decided to start selling ad space on its Big Belly trash cans downtown. Tom Wingert, the vice president of marketing at City Fitness Gyms, got a call asking if he wanted a piece of it.
I wasn't particularly interested in putting a logo up on trash, so I declined and, you know, we move on.
Of the few hundred trash cans that were made available for advertising, most were snapped up by Barbera on the Boulevard. It's a car dealership in Northeast Philadelphia. Their ads read in bold yellow type, 300 Jeeps cheap. A lot of people on social media thought they were cheesy at best and at worst, quote, hideous.
These ads cheapen public space. You know, they take something that's part of what everybody's walking by every day, and it just screams cheap.
Wingert decided maybe he would buy ad space on the trash cans after all for a kind of anti-ad campaign. He partnered with a creative agency called Rory to select artists who would submit work that could be printed on vinyl and wrapped around the trash cans. The wraps would not have a City Fitness logo on it or anything other than the intention of the artist.
I just think that we should be holding brands a little bit more responsible for the types of messages that they're putting out there.
This is Brendan Lowry. He's the founder of the Rory Agency.
How can we get brands to start thinking a little bit more creatively about what they're putting there and knowing that it's going to impact the public space?
Wingert spent a little more than $10,000 for a month of ad space, and he does not expect to get back $10,000 worth of business. Rather, he hopes to start a conversation about doing business with social responsibility.
This is an advertiser challenging other advertisers to do better.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.